Let's move on to exports.
Yes.
You say the alliance will encourage greater export-led growth with a commitment to increase exports to at least $8 billion by 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can correct me here, just in case I am confused. How much, as far as you're aware, are the current exports?
It's probably in the region about $6 billion, I think. So we're talking, I mean, it is a leap.
The latest stats that we have are from 2015, and they say 9.1. So you're going to increase them. I don't understand. That doesn't make sense, though. Increase them to $8 billion, even though they're currently at 9.1.
I think it depends on particular context and where you are, what the baseline is, and what your definition of an export will be.
What's your definition?
Well, exports is whenever you're sending things to an external market. And often we talk about what we send to GB in terms of exports as well. So, I mean, we're talking here about an increase in terms of the level of exports in our economy. If we are to see proper growth in terms of the Northern Ireland economy,
we can't
do it through
figures.
Yes.
So the most comprehensive figures available are the broad economy sales and export statistics from the Department of the Economy, and it says that exports in 2015 were 9.1 billion. So once again, back to how do you increase from 9.1 to 8? It doesn't work.
Yeah, it depends where we're starting from. So I mean, the figures are correct in terms of
yeah. So say if we are starting at 9.1.
Yes. Well, if you want to go on that basis, we're talking potentially
on the basis from the Department of the Economy. These figures.
Well, the central point here, Vinny, is we want to see a growth in the level of exports.
Have you got this one wrong?
What I'm saying is that there are different ways in which you can actually define and what the baseline we're talking about.
I would assume
is.
You would go from the figures from the Department of the Economy as we are.
Well, we've clearly gone from a different starting point in that regard. But the point we're trying to make here...
Possibly the wrong starting point, or...
A different starting point. The point we're stressing here...
Stephen Farrell, have you got this wrong? You wrote this manifesto.
It was a collective effort across a whole range of different people. Look...
All 90 pages...
All 90 pages. What we're saying is that we need to increase the overall size of exports in our economy. Simply growing our economy to sell to the local Northern Ireland market isn't going to be viable. The Northern Ireland market's too small. Northern Ireland can only be successful if we are an export-based economy. And we're not punching above sufficiently highly in that particular regard. There are far, far, far few businesses that actually do export. We're probably talking probably about a third or less of businesses in Northern Ireland that are currently engaged in exports. There's much more potential in that regard. Now, at the same time, we are going to be hampered by a lot of uncertainty in terms of what's going to be our access to European markets and further afield on the back of the whole issue around Brexit.
Well, let's sticking with exports, if we go with your figures, let's say they are from a different starting point, as you said, 6 billion, you want to increase them by 2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 33% increase in 3 years.
Yes.
And that's an incredible amount. How are you going to actually do that?
Well, first of all, we have to discuss what is going to be the markets that we're going to have. And that's an outworking of the whole issue around Brexit, whether we're going to have clear access to the European markets, what the situation is going to be internationally. But Northern Ireland shouldn't be faced with a stark choice between whether it's about selling to the European markets or selling internationally. We should be doing both in tandem with one another. What I said, Vinny, is that probably we have far, far too few businesses that are actually currently engaged in exports. I think it's around about a third of our businesses, or perhaps even less.
33%, Stephen, in 3 years.
Yes, yes.
Is that realistic?
Well, it's not 3 years. We're talking here about the future mandate of the Assembly. But yes, it is realistic.
So that 33% over 5 years?
We can see a significant growth.
Says in the manifesto by 2020, so that's 3 years.
Yeah, okay, 3 years. Look,
this is your manifesto.
This is our manifesto. We're not talking about...
Do you want me to get you a copy?
Yes, I've one here, Vinny. So... Our starting point isn't 6 billion, it's about 6.5 billion in practice. We're not talking about 33%.
I know, but to say it's not 6, it's 6.5, it's a big difference.
Yes, it's a big difference. Yeah. We're still talking here about the need for a major leap forward in terms of our exports. Now, this is also takes place in the context where we may well have a lower rate of corporation tax. We are hampered at the same time by issues around the actual access to the European market has been uncertain in the context of Brexit. But we do need to see a step forward in our economy. Now, if you look back over the past 5 years, we've seen a major leap forward in terms of our job creation figures from Invest Northern Ireland, where in 2011 a target was set at 25,000. We've now produced 40,000 jobs created during the last mandate of the Assembly, one of the few successes, I should stress, of that Assembly. But that shows that we can set ourselves difficult targets, yeah, and not just meet them but exceed them.
But there's one difficult target and setting a fantasy target that it looks nice on your glossy manifesto, but it's just almost impossible to reach.
Well, people said that about Invest Northern Ireland in 2011, that the 25,000 target then was a fantasy target, and that was exceeded by potentially as much as 50% beyond the original target. So we can set ourselves what on the surface seem to be difficult, challenging targets and still exceed them, indeed more than exceed them.
How accurately can you say what our targets or what our exports will be with Brexit?
Yeah,
we really don't know. There's a real time of uncertainty in terms of that. So how can you be so sure that this is possible?
That is the problem, Vinny. I mean, that is a major qualification that we have to place upon what we can do. However, if we are in a context where people can give us at a very early stage reassurance that Northern Ireland will, first of all, stay part of the single market, we will be on the right side of the customs union, then actually that could actually be very much to our advantage. Now, there's very strong political reasons why we need to achieve that, but economically, this could actually be part of the game changer for Northern Ireland.